This is CPR News and KRCC. I'm Corey Jones. I-70 is closed in both directions through Glenwood Canyon. The state's transportation department says the potential for flash floods is high. The interstate is shut down between Rifle and Dotsero. Local traffic will be allowed eastbound past the Canyon Creek exit, but drivers should expect delays. Debris from flooding near the Grizzly Creek burn scar blocked the road last night. The El Paso County Jail is slashing the cost for inmates to make phone calls. CPR's Southern Colorado reporter Dan Boyce says a new state law will soon mandate these kinds of changes.
Right now, people incarcerated in the El Paso County Jail pay 44 cents a minute for local calls, 60 cents a minute for domestic long distance. Starting Sunday, all calls within the U.S. will be much cheaper, at 12 cents a minute. Inmates also get 2 free video conference calls a week. The change comes after lawmakers prohibited, quote, excessive rates for phone use. That law goes into effect next year. The El Paso County Sheriff's Office says they're trying to be proactive in enacting the changes now. In Colorado Springs, Dan Boyce, CPR News.
Interior Secretary Deb Haaland continues her trip to Colorado today with a stop in Grand Junction. That includes her first visit to the new headquarters of the Bureau of Land Management. The Biden administration is still deciding whether to reverse the choice made under former President Trump to relocate top staff to Grand Junction. As a member of Congress, Haaland opposed the move. Colorado's top politicians hope to convince her to keep it there. This is CPR News and KRCC.